Imagine should I ever have to use any especially powerful methods for pushing people away when the time came, or was it usually like, okay?
I mean, generally when, if Ajahn Chah said something, then that was what it was. It wasn't, he was, just accepting. One, you had a sense of respect, and a sense of trust that he had one's best interests at heart, so that the nature of his character that people tended not to, if he sent you off somewhere, then that's what you did, you went. You might try to weasel your way back again after, but you wouldn't. But also, and then there was there's a period where there's this one monastery that was they were building a chedi, and the abbot wasn't all that liked, and it was a long way away, and it was an area that was amongst minority people that it was pretty backward, and food was pretty bad, and whenever the group that had been up there came back, and then Ajahn Chah would be looking for so-called volunteers to go up there, then there was a lot of fasting going on. So you weren't visible, got sent back up there.